Now you get down to the Marthas in this country, they'll go by Marthy or Matt.
Oh, is that right?
Marthy or Matt. Now, I had old aunt down here, and some of them would call her Aunt Marthy Crowson, some would call her Aunt Matt Crowson. I had another one up here was kin to us, Starwater, and they'd call her Aunt Matt or Aunt Marthy. But Marthy and Matt's, I reckon, supposed to be about the same thing. When you take Elizabeth, she'd go by Leah's. Aunt Leah's.
What do you call a man who presides over a county court? He'd be the
county judge, I guess.
And a child going to school, he'd be a, when he's in school.
Well, I don't know what you mean there, unless he'd be a juvenile. Of course, if he's getting in trouble, he's a juvenile.
Yeah, when he's in school, you'd call him a person who studies, who's in school, you'd call him a student. A student or a pupil?
Student or pupil, that's all I'd say. I didn't hardly know what you was getting at.
Sure, I wasn't very clear. A woman who in an office, who works in an office, she might be called a...
Well, they're different things, you know. She could be called a secretary or
Now,
something like that. These are doctors, as them women. What do they call them? They call them a... Receptionist, whatever they are.
We were talking yesterday about, you mentioned Negroes and whites, and now the, what would you call a child born of a racially mixed marriage with one black parent and one white?
Well, I don't know, we just call him a half Negro, I reckon.
Okay. And then, do you have any special names for people in the community who might not take care of their property, and maybe they're dependent upon other people they can't take care of themselves and they let their property get all
around? They just call them just no count. Any account.
Yeah. And what are some names that, have you heard any, there's one name in particular I want to ask you about, but just names they use for people who live out in the country, live up in the mountains, they call them?
Hermits.
Yeah.
I read the other day here in the Knoxville Journal about a man that the park rangers had found over here, you know. The park ranger had trouble with him, and finally he got throwed rocks at him, and he got in his car and still throwed rocks. They call him a wild man.
Mm-hmm.
He's here, and he's over, was over on the North Carolina side.
Did they ever use the term a mountain hoosier or a mountain hoosier?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, the mountain hoosier. That's just a fella that don't mean now like these fellas that they call it. Mountain hoosier, say a fella like Foss to go somewhere or another there and then come out of the mountain, raid the mountains, I'd be a mountain hoosier.
I see.
But you never hear that mentioned on people live here. But if way back yonder, you know, when man would live in the mountains and he'd go to town or something and he didn't know the town ways and all, they'd go and look at him and call him a mountain hoosier.
I see.
It's like I hear the fellow over here at Townsend saying World War I. He said they'd get the birds, you know, the farm.
Uh-huh.
And then he said if they wasn't, said them, before they'd do that, then they said they'd call them damned old mountain hoosier.
If a person has a cold and he talks like this and says,
well, they call it line, and they used to call it tonsillitis, and now they call it line and something else. But back in the old days, my grandma used to be bothered with that sight and the words. They'd call it tonsillitis.
Yeah.
But now, what is they call it? They call it
maybe
laryngitis.
But that's
in your gland.
Yeah. What do you call this part of your right here?
Swaller.
Yeah. Do you ever call it anything else?
No.
You ever call it a goozle?
Yeah, you goozle it, you're swaller.
The whole thing around here would be your...
That'd be your neck back there, and it should be your throat.
Uh-huh.
And on down further. Now, people has bronchitis. That's in the upper part of your lungs, is the way I understand it.
Yeah.